This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury, and I'm in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj.
Frida Liu.
We started off with how the billion-dollar whale has shed light on staff not willing to speak up when they know something is wrong. The question we're asking you is, would you speak up? Why or why not? We've had a bunch of messages via WhatsApp.
Yeah, so this is a message came in, and it's a perfect example of whistleblowers and why sometimes they don't want to reveal their identity. So this person who is sending the message has also said please do not reveal their names, and says that under the previous regime, despite taking the initiative to report my company's blatant wrongdoings, nothing happened at all. I reported to the MACC, Bank Negara, and LHDN with all the relevant proof, yet nothing moved. There's also a message from Dr. Taranjit, who says that actually it was BFM that gave people courage to speak out for voicing out the truth prior to events leading up to May 9th. We were a nation in fear back then. Repercussions were detrimental. So that's another thing. Like, you know, companies that sort of represent people who want to voice certain things out, I would, you know, put other, you know, like news organizations into that batch as well, like Malaysia Kini and Malaysian Insight and stuff.
So the Edge.
The Edge.
Yeah, The Edge,
sure.
Especially. So that's also, I mean, it comes with responsibility. Yeah,
right.
and a price.
Yeah.
The idea, safety in numbers, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. So this is another one again from That's My Full Name, who's not giving us his full name. He said, if you speak up, be prepared to be put in cold storage, lose your job, or have life made difficult for you. And now I'll speak up if I have someone's backing, like an immediate boss to fight for me. If boss jaga own interest, i.e. taking care of his own interests, jangan harap lah, don't hope, right? You're on your own.
That's true. Right, okay, keep the messages coming in though, folks. Good discussion. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp or on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio. Arvind's taking the throne again for another story here about techniques for better listening.
Yeah.
So it's useful for us radio hosts. I'm going to keep quiet.
Yeah, so this is actually this comes from Kenneth E. Miller, who is a therapist, who says that he figured this out after reading a book called Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, and it's all small stuff by the late psychologist Richard Carlson. And he said, so normally when he listens to his patients in, you know, when they're having their sessions with him, he has the habit of interrupting them or finishing their sentences, because sometimes they're looking for the right word or they don't know how to finish a sentence, and he will sort of jump in. And he said that a lot of times it's okay, but there are many, many, many times when his patients become uncomfortable or agitated. Some of them get a bit offended. A lot of people don't like being cut off. So he said that the one technique that he has found that works for him is just to take a deep breath before responding. That's it. That's basically it. He says that, so Carlson's book, he calls it Breathe Before You Speak. And the instructions are, before you respond in a conversation, take a deep breath, not an enormous, loud, obvious breath that screams, I'm trying a new technique for better listening, but just a normal, simple, ordinary breath. That's it. The whole technique, that's all.
That's it.
It's just a breath, which he says that a lot of people don't do, because when it comes to things like, let's say, like group sessions or brainstorming sessions or company meetings and stuff, everyone needs to sort of chime in immediately. Because if you don't chime in, you seem like you don't know what you're doing. And if you chime in too fast, actually, if you chime in too fast, people seem to think like you know what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah. So for the people who don't chime in or are a bit shy to chime in, they don't have their voice heard. And the ones who want to say something do it too fast. So most people don't actually breathe when talking or listening. Yes. And
Before responding to that, Arvind, so this is in the context, I guess, in a work situation, and he's obviously from a therapist point of view as well. I've had conversations with people where they're, you know, I know that they want to talk to me about something. So I said, what mode do you want me to be on tonight? To listen? Solution? Or just hugs? And sometimes, you know, that sort of sets the stage. Sometimes it's just to listen now, just sit and listen.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Sometimes my eyes glaze over if they talk too much. But anyway.
It happens all the time, right? Yeah.
Yeah. No, because sometimes that's also true, because sometimes people don't want a solution. They just want someone to listen to their problems.
They want somebody to bounce off their ideas or you know, tell their problems to. You know,
yeah.
Somebody who can absorb. They need you to be a sponge, essentially, is what they need you to be.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Which I guess is why Kenneth came up with this technique, or sort of like uses this technique, because he's a therapist. So most of the time he needs to listen. And a lot of people's jobs are to listen, but they don't actually. He says that he admits that he doesn't do a lot of listening. He normally just jumps in before they finish, or sometimes he doesn't bother to figure out what they actually wanted to say. So there's another interesting part where he says that sometimes it's a full breath and they are okay with it. What happens is when he breathes, when he takes like a deep breath, the person opposite him continues their sentences. So most of the time, they haven't finished saying what they wanted to say. They're just trying to think. But if you jump in, it cuts off their train of thought.
Right.
So when you take like a deep breath, the person opposite you sort of comes back to, they sort of ponder on what they said before. It takes them a couple of seconds and then they continue.
I tell you what was useful when I was growing up. Once a month, my mum and dad insisted that we had a family meeting in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. All sat around the kitchen table. You know, you'd have your dinner. Everything was rosy. Excuse me. And then you would sit down and you would just air your views. You know, who do you have a problem with in the family? What's your problem right now? Sit down and we'll talk about it. And it was one of those places where you felt safe and you could be critical of your mum, your dad, your brother without repercussions. You know, it stayed at the table. It was there. You said your piece and nobody interrupted you until you'd finished. And those were the very simple rules. You know, you don't sit there insulting somebody. You say, right, this is exactly what my problem is. Now I'm done. And when you're done, that's when other people can kind of... I mean, it seems very simple, but, you know, when you're really mad at somebody and, you know, you're sat there and you're chomping at the bit wanting to respond, just that few minutes of, like, sitting there and waiting for that person to finish gives you the chance to kind of, you know, collect your thoughts and... I don't know. It worked for me.
That story solved story number three, and it's also a whistleblower safe space.
Right.
Yeah. So it solved story number one. So we kill two birds with one stone.
Brilliant. Thank you, Mum and Dad.
It all happens on Enterprise Midbites.
Thank you, Mum and Dad. Right. We're going to take a break, but before we do that, Arv, do you have any more to finish up with on that, or do we have any more messages?
No, it's just that. So it's basically just that, and he finishes by saying, just take a deep breath before you speak. And if you see that the person is getting agitated or the person is uncomfortable with that silence, because a lot of people are uncomfortable with that small space, a lot of people are uncomfortable with quietness, then just take half a breath. So just, you know the person sitting opposite you, and if they are not comfortable with quiet spaces in conversations, then just take half a breath and then continue saying whatever you wanted to say.
Radio hosts in general are not happy with quiet spaces, you know? We tend to jump in and fill sentences when often we shouldn't.
Yeah, but our job is opposite to Kenneth.
Correct, yeah. Right. Yeah. Right, we're going to take a short break then. We're going to give you a chance to listen to some stuff. Some music from Ocean Colour Scene. It is the Riverboat Song. If you want to contribute to the story that we're talking about today, it is all about how the billion-dollar whale has shed light on staff not willing to speak up when they know something is wrong. Would you speak up? Why or why not? Let us know. 018-789-8899. On WhatsApp, on Instagram, and on Twitter at BFM Radio. Music, BFM 89.9.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.